Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Live with the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman, founder of the Dementia Whisperers Incorporated. Laura Wayman, nationally recognized expert on dementia and author of A Loving Approach to Dementia Care, published by Johns Hopkins University Press, joins you and 16 million caregivers with real answers and help, with love, wisdom, and compassion for your personal questions and concerns on the dementia journey. Live with the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman. Call in at 929-477-1393. That's 929-477-1393. And now, live with the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman. Are you caring for a loved one, a resident, or a client who's presenting dementia symptoms and challenging behaviors? Our vision is to open up discussion in order to greatly improve quality of care and excellence in service to individuals with Alzheimer's disease or any dementia and related illnesses, and to lend a reassuring hand to their caregivers and families. This is an interactive call-in show. We want to hear from our listeners. And as always, you know, it's a live call-in show. And when you call with a question or comment or even a concern on dementia, Alzheimer's, or any related senior care question, you get absolutely free, a free copy of A Loving Approach to Dementia Care, the very same book published by Johns Hopkins University by Laura Wayman, and really their best-selling title in that whole division. So I'm reminding you now of that call-in line. Just call in with a question or comment, 929-477-1393. Now, without further ado, it is time for the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman. Hello, Laura.
Hello, Scott, and thank you, as always, for that wonderful introduction. You always make me feel so important, and so I am so honored to be here with you because you, and so are you, you are important, and I'm always honored to be with you and to share this wonderful show that is just really touching the hearts of so many caregivers across the United States. And so, Scott, could you just take 1 minute? You always do such a great job introducing me. Can you take a minute to tell our listeners about you?
Well, thank you, Laura. We met because of my media work. I started in community radio back in the early 70s, and that really was a dream of mine to bring theater to the radio, but I guess the theatrics of public radio were a little enough already without putting them on a microphone. So I ended up going into really exploring my personal growth and the audience personal growth. That led me to the path of holistic and whole person radio, eventually working with great people on Sirius Satellite Radio. Got to work with Deepak Chopra, John Gray, who I've had on my other shows over the years, thousands of people, really. And that pathway, and then meeting my wonderful wife, Faye, who has a background, her degree in hospital management, and was working in senior care and senior marketing concerns and so on, led me to meet you when you came to Houston, and I was able to work with you on your video assets. It was very great. And then we joined together and partnered with this wonderful radio show, which is such an important part of my life every month. And so I continue to do that work with Faye as she's working to help those with hearing disabilities in the senior and veterans communities and helping her there, and to service and help and partner in other ways. So thanks for that.
Absolutely. And I do want to address our wonderful listening audience, because we, together, Scott and I and all of our guests today, we want you to know you are not alone. If you have worries, concerns, questions, anxieties, you just need a little advice, someone to listen to you, some inspiration or encouragement on your dementia care journey, you've certainly tuned into the right place. So what we want you to do is join us and stay with us today, because this hour, like Scott had said, we will be taking your calls and talking about the newest information from the world of dementia, how to better manage the symptoms, and spending some time learning about dementia from very different perspectives. So today we start our show all the time with our news and views from the world of dementia, because this show is all about education. And Scott always does such a wonderful job with a little research, and he finds the most interesting articles to talk about. So this very first segment is a little bit about wanting everyone to have a little different, once again, perspective and view of the world of dementia. So, Scott, if you would take this segment over and give us a little bit of news and views from the world of dementia.
Absolutely. This is the Dementia Whisperer News, and this is Scott Cluthie reporting. And some of these stories are very, very timely to consider. And we'll also have some information for you to understand how do you finance when you're dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia in a family. And that will continue into our conversation with our great guest today, too. The Kansas City Star had a guest commentary just this week, in fact, 2 days ago, spotlighting, and this is very interesting, achievements and accolades for Disney's Oscar-winning animated film Coco, which portrays the impact of dementia on Latino families. And according to the article, Coco's depiction of dementia is critical for raising public awareness of dementia among all families, but it also offers a unique glimpse into the overlooked health issue impacting millions of Latino families. While Latinos are 1.5 times more likely to develop Alzheimer's than non-Latino whites, they're disproportionately underrepresented in Alzheimer's research. You can read the report from Us Against Alzheimer's and the USC Royal Baal Institute on Aging. It's called Latinos and Alzheimer's Disease, New Numbers Behind the Crisis. Wow, that's a pretty amazing 15% increase for Latinos developing Alzheimer's. April 17th,
USA Today broadcast segment. You know, Scott, dementia is no favor of persons, ethnicity, if I can spit the word out. Ethnicity, financial level, it just is really devastating to us all as humans.
Absolutely. The USA Today broadcast a segment announcing the passing of National Public Radio's longtime broadcaster, Carl Kassel, who, well, what a voice over the years, right, who died this week from complications of Alzheimer's disease. Kassel rejoined NPR in 1975 and worked there for more than 30 years. On all the great shows, Weekend, All Things Considered, Morning Edition, Wait, Don't Tell Me, he was 84 years old. Also, from Medical News Today, it looked to the role of microglia's immunological memory in Alzheimer's disease. These are the little things that eat away, really. In addition to devouring synapses, microglia can survive upwards of, get this, 20 years. According to Jonas Neer, at the German Center for Neurodegenerative Diseases in Tübingen, our results identify immune memory in the brain as an important modifier of neuropathy. It is possible that also in humans, inflammatory diseases that primarily develop outside the brain could trigger epigenetic reprogramming inside the brain. That's pretty interesting. Also, for the FDA, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration podcast from April 10th, it's called Inclusion of Veterans in Clinical Trials podcast. It's a candid conversation about clinical trials, what it means to participate in a study, and why it's important for our veterans and active service members to learn more about clinical research participation. And the videos are the third installment of a campaign that started in 2016 to raise awareness about the importance of increased minority and diverse population in clinical trials. Also, some information for you. This is a pretty important because many families are struggling while paying for dementia care. And this is from an article by Wendy Pester, actually from 2014, so we're 4 years down the road, but still the same issues. How do I pay for dementia? The rate of dementia diagnosis is on the rise, and the likelihood of being touched by a form of dementia, Alzheimer's, frontal temporal dementia, or one of the more than 70 other causes of dementia is a glaring realism. And reports disclose that over 5 million Americans are struggling with dementia. 1 in 3 individuals know someone with dementia, by the way. And like most conditions, the beginning stages are manageable, but as the disease progresses and the dementia worsens, 24-hour care will be necessary. A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine reports that each case of dementia costs $41,000 to $56,000 a year. Researchers project that the total cost of dementia care will more than double by 2040. I'm sure maybe before that. So what types of care are available and who pays for this care? This is not a complete list, but there's some interesting information for people out there who may wonder, how can a working family juggle the daily responsibilities, care for someone with dementia, and absorb the additional expense associated with that care? Well, there's in-home care. The cost of in-home dementia care ranges from $15 to $27 per hour. You can probably judge it toward the high end of that. Most human home care companies do not charge extra for dementia care, but not all caregivers are properly trained to care for an individual with dementia. That's why they need Laura Wayman, you see. Be sure to ask experience caregivers have and what type of dementia training they've received. Assisted living communities. Most assisted living communities have secure memory care units or wander guard systems to prevent the residents with dementia from wandering off the property. Assisted living costs start around $3,500 a month, and they definitely go north and increase depending on the level of care needed. Most assisted living communities are private pay. Most skilled nursing facilities can provide services for dementia, some better than others. Care costs upwards of $6,000 per month. Most skilled nursing facilities require shared rooms and are not the home-like environment you'll find in an assisted living community. And depending on the circumstances, insurance or Medicaid may fund some of that or all of that care. Adult daycare centers. A lot of people use those. An adult daycare center may be an ideal option for those in the early to mid stages of dementia. Centers also provide transportation to and from meals, medication management, and activities. Physical therapy, transportation to and from the doctor appointments are also provided through most daycare centers. Most centers offer half and full day programs. Those rates can run from $60 for a half to $120 for a full day, and of course they vary depending on the market and need and all that so much. Now, we want to remind you to call in with comments, personal stories, questions about your dementia journey during our hour, and we'd love to hear from you. 929-477-477. I'm getting a dementia, see. 929-477-1393. I'll repeat myself. This is the Dementia Whisperer, and here's Laura Wayman.
Well, thank you, Scott. You always bring us such interesting and informative articles. And, of course, we really are talking about preparing today for the often devastating costs of long-term care. And you know the old saying, I believe it goes, that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And that is exactly what we all need to learn right now. Now is the time to start really getting educated about the opportunities to learn how to pay for long-term care, because this is huge in our society. So, Scott, could you please help me now by introducing our guests today? So go ahead and bring them on, because I'm very excited to have them here. We have three very special guests from ByCare Solutions. So go ahead, Scott, and bring them in.
I certainly will, Laura. And without further ado, as they say, I want to introduce our three guests today. It's Michael, I hope I didn't screw this, Michael Homier, perhaps, if we're getting French, Jill Yaskin, and Terry Crocker, and they're all with ByCare Solutions. Michael Homier is a practicing attorney and graduated with a degree in accounting and a law degree from the University of Denver. Mr. Homier has spent most of his 37 legal years as a tax attorney assisting clients with issues surrounding their retirement. For the past 7 years, he's devoted himself to helping families prepare for the often devastating, as we know, costs of long-term care, specifically how to pay for the needed care and how to preserve the family's assets. Good luck with that, Michael. Also here with us today are the services team of Terry Crocker and Jill Yaskin. Both are life care planning navigators and have 10-plus years' experience working in the senior health care industry and are experts in the field of senior care services and community resources. And the team at ByCare Solutions consult with families to help them understand the care journey, myths, and misconceptions. There's a lot of those. Identify anticipated needs, determine their current resources, and then educate on how to maximize those resources with available benefits so families are better prepared for their decision-making and more choices. And, boy, there are a lot of choices along the path of dementia. And I do know, since Terry called in early, that this is Miss Terry Crocker. Hello, Terry. Welcome to the Dementia Whisperer.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Hi, Terry. It's so good to hear from you. And we're going to bring everybody else on here. So, hi, Jill.
And is this Jill?
Hear
or
me?
Michael. I can hear you.
Hi, Jill.
Hi there. Great to be on the program.
It is so
Thank
nice
you,
to hear your voice. And hi, Michael.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you all hear me?
Absolutely.
Yeah, how bad did I hack up your name, Michael?
Oh, no. you're just fine. Homier is how we normally pronounce it, but that's great.
Thank you. You're Homier.
Okay, Michael, can you start out and kind of tell us, what is your vision for Vicare Solutions? What do you do exactly? When a family comes to you, what kinds of services, how do you help them?
Well, what we really look at, because as you all know, you know, the cost of care can just be devastating, and there's enough stress on the family worrying about their loved one, and then when you pile on top of that the fact that care can cost anywhere, you know, from $3,000 to $5,000 to $10,000 a month, and just the added stress that worrying about how a family is going to pay for that, you know, what we do is we help the families navigate that process. You know, how are they going to pay for their care? And then secondly, you know, how long are their assets going to last, and how can they preserve those assets? And really, there are a number of ways that you can do two things. One, pay for the care that's needed, and secondly, you know, preserve their assets. And this is a big issue for us, you know, especially where you have the situation where, you know, the husband and wife and they're younger, and it's been early onset of dementia. And now not only do you worry about, you know, how are we going to pay for dad's care, but then what's going to happen to mom? Because maybe she's in her 60s and, you know, she could live another 20 to 25 years. So if they end up spending all their assets on dad's care, then you know, what happens to mom? So that's a big issue for us. And that's how we help families navigate that process.
And, you know, Michael, I have been working in the dementia care arena for about 20 years, and I know that you often hear of families who did not prepare for care, let alone the ongoing progressive loss of brain function when it comes to dementia care, and the fact that you can be in your late 70s and get a diagnosis of some cause of loss of brain function, such as Alzheimer's, which is the leading cause, be suffering with many, many dementia symptoms, and your family has to be educated with the fact that when you get that diagnosis, you may need care for another 2 to 20 years. That's the average. And the worse it gets, the more it costs, and the more it drains that family's budget. So that's why I like your whole approach and your team's approach about educating families early. And that's my belief, too. I believe everyone in the world should be dementia aware. What do I mean by that? Is to have a very significant understanding about what dementia is, how it affects that person who has dementia symptoms, how it impacts the family caregiver, and how it feels in general to be caring for someone who has a loved one, a patient, a resident or a client who is experiencing progressive dementia symptoms. So that's why it's so important that we have, for instance, shows like this, and seminars and educational opportunities for the entire world to be dementia aware. And so in all of this that you are doing, I so admire this approach. And what you say is, you know, each individual, you have to sit down and really develop some kind of plan that is just for them because everybody's so different. You know, that's how you approach it, right, Michael?
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely true, Laura. You know, it's what we kind of equate this to, and it was mentioned that, you know, in a prior life I was a tax attorney, but this is really similar to, you know, filing your tax return or preparing for your tax return because, you know, you can, we all just went through this over the last couple of weeks, but, you know, you can look at, you know, your tax return and look at your personal situation, and you can take a standardized deduction and pay your taxes accordingly, or you can itemize your particular tax deductions and pay a lesser amount in tax. And so really that's what we do. We look at, you know, all of the available benefits that are there, all of the available rules, and then we apply those to each individual family to determine, you know, how can we best pay for the needed care, and then also, just as importantly, you know, how can we preserve the family's assets? So it is an individual family determination.
And a lot of times families are not aware that there's not going to be a lot of support from health insurance. You know, health insurance, general health insurance, does not pay for dementia care. A lot of times families are thinking, you know, I'm just going to go to Kaiser and I'm going to get all the dementia care I need. And that's not the way it works in the world of dementia. And so, you know, these are all things that we need to take into consideration when you're working with these families. And Jill and Terry, what kinds of, can you share with us just in general, what kinds of concerns are you seeing when you're being that navigator for that through all of this planning? And what kinds of concerns do you see? You know, share with us some of the personal stories, without using anybody's name, of course, some of the personal stories that you are seeing and how you are helping these individuals.
Okay, hi, this is Terry. Thank you, Laura, for asking that question because I think it's very much on the top of minds of my clients that I work with that, you know, they have been, they're facing a long-term care illness and, you know, they thought that their health insurance would support their care needs, or you know, they look at available benefits such as a Medicaid, and then they realize, you know, that, you know, it tells them that they need to spend all their money before they access their benefits. And so there's just really a lot of myths and misconceptions about, you know, what services they may need, and then how often, and is it going to deplete their savings, and then, you know, really how the care system works together, senior care services. And so, you know, they're really frightened and really, you know, what's the truth, what's not, and you know, and then how am I going to get the care I need? Because I'm really afraid of becoming destitute. And so, you know, that's kind of a typical situation. I mean, over and over, there's different situations. But I've worked with countless families, you know, that all represent that type of situation. I had a family a few months ago where I met with them, and they were looking for information about home care services. And the individual, the family, the wife had progressive MS, and she was 61. And, you know, the husband said to me, you know, I don't think I can afford home care services. And, you know, I asked him if he had spoken to, you know, a financial person, elder law attorney, about really understanding the journey going forward. And he said no. And, you know, I talked to him about, you know, Vicare Solutions. And you know, we went in there and talked to them about, you know, planning and protecting, and then I'm glad we did, because within 6 months, the wife, who had MS had become so progressive that she was now facing 24-hour care in a skilled nursing facility. And so without education and planning and protecting what they had, they would have been spending all their money very quickly. And so that was a success story of how we helped that family.
That's just so amazing, Terry, and thank you for all three of you do, because there are so many families out there that are desperate for this information. And I know you find exactly what I experience when I'm training and educating and consulting with families who are dealing with some cause of dementia and dementia symptoms. What I find is that they don't even know the questions to ask. You know, they don't even know where to go and what questions they need to ask to get what options. And so it is really up to us.
I agree. They're very much confused and feel lost. And, you know, Jill and I will meet with families and we talk about, you know, really what their care journey looks like, you know, helping them understand the cost, the system, you know, anticipating needs and help them formulate a plan. And then, that's really what life care planning is about, the care planning that Mike was talking about, to help families have a better outcome and give them the care that they need and most importantly, protect their assets.
And, you know, Terry, I have to say that I know that you are dementia aware, because we have spent many, many hours together, and that is also something that you bring to the table to help that person to better understand, have a deeper understanding of dementia and how to make that connection that's going to be successful with that person who has dementia. And so that is such a wonderful thing that you also bring to the table. I recognize that there are many other needs that the families come to you with, but especially when it's with dementia, that little bit of dementia awareness that I keep saying over and over again, the world needs to become dementia aware. Can you imagine a wonderful, amazing world? Now, I can't say that, of course, it would be much better and more amazing if there was no dementia at all, but because it is a silent pandemic, can you all imagine a world where everyone understood dementia just a little bit better? Every fireman, every policeman, every senior care community, every adult daycare, every individual had a better understanding of dementia. And when they saw a neighbor who was in need, they could say, hey, you need to go to Vicare Solutions because they're going to help you with this need, and they understand dementia. And then if a paramedic happens to come and they're dementia aware, they can help communicate with that person and keep down their level of anxiety. And then when they got to the emergency room, if that's what was necessary for this person who's having dementia symptoms and has a health crisis, they get to the emergency room and the doctors there are dementia aware and they know how to connect. So, and when you're sitting with that family and holding their hand and you know how to help them connect with these needs, it is just really where we all need to be. And so we need to take our half-show break. I know it comes really quickly. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk with Jill and Terry and Michael. And we're going to go through some of the questions, some of the concerns about how Vicare Solutions can help them with these concerns. So we're going to take a real quick break. Scott's going to take us out, and we'll be right back. So hang in there. Please feel free to call us. If you are listening live, we would love to hear from you. Ask questions directly to our wonderful guests here, to Scott, to myself. Bring your heavy dementia burdens to us. That's exactly what we're here for today. The number to call in is 1-929-477-1393. So we're waiting for your call, and we're off to our half-show break, and we'll be right back. So don't tune in anywhere else. Come back with us.
That's right, Laura. And we want to remind our listeners, by the way, that Laura is available for your family consultations, care management services, offering specific tips to help families on how to resolve conflicts and cope with Alzheimer's and other causes of dementia, trainings, on-site consults with professional dementia care providers, tips on local and long-distance caregiving, and much more. Just go to her website, laurawayman.com. That's LauraWayman, laurawayman.com. You can find her books there. You can find her DVDs and how to connect with her personally so that you can journey forward into a more positive future with dementia with the Dementia Whisper. And we'll be right back with more. Stay with us, won't you? You're listening to Live with the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman. Call in with your personal questions and concerns on the dementia journey. Call 929-477-1393 and visit Laura Wayman online at laurawayman.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much, for taking me out to the park, for reading me books, for
taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot in ballet rehearsal,
for leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom, for having the chance to take you to the park, for reading you those books we enjoy so much, for being able to take you to your therapies after you twisted your ankle, for understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. And in your new role, we help you help. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one. Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The odds of becoming a signed artist and having 4 number one albums, 1 in 100 million. The odds of going on to win 7 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of this performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Autism Speaks, it's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Live with the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman. We love to hear from our listeners. Call in at 929-477-1393 and visit Laura Wayman online at laurawayman.com. And now, Laura Wayman, the Dementia Whisperer. Welcome back, Laura Wayman and the Dementia Whisperer, live on Blog Talk Radio. Co-host Scott Cluthy inviting you to call in. Questions or comments for Laura of any of our great guests today, it's 929-477-1393. And yes, you'll get a free copy of A Loving Approach to Dementia Care, the very same book published by Johns Hopkins University. Laura?
Why, thank you, Scott. And we have the most wonderful guests today. We have Michael Homier and Jill Yaskin and Terry Crocker, all of them with ViCare Solutions. And I would love to bring Jill in. We haven't heard from Jill. And Jill, I understand that you have some personal stories you'd like to share about, some challenges that a family that you know had and how perhaps ViCare was able to find some solutions for them.
Yes, thank you, Laura. I just wanted to say that I was recipient of some of your training, and it was so helpful, and I am really using that as I meet with families and talk about their challenges. One particular family that Mike was able to help quite a bit, Mr. and Mrs. Hamilton, of course it's a fictitious name, but they owned their home, and they were dealing with some long-term care needs, and their home specifically was valued at about $300,000, and they had about $320,000 in their retirement and savings. Well, Mr. Hamilton was having some serious problems. He had a stroke, and he needed care, and this could be also a person that needed
dementia care, memory care. So the Hamiltons had a long-term care policy that would pay $200 a day for 3 years. So they were guided in a certain way. So they, what happened was after 3 years, Mr. and Mrs. Hamilton, they used their long-term care insurance, but it ran out. And as you know, the dementia care sometimes can last up to 20 years. And so they were told to spend down all of their savings, which was substantial. And they had $200,000 in savings, and then they were spent out $120,000 until they had that left in the bank. And then Mr. Hamilton could apply for Medicaid. Well, Mrs. Hamilton was only 68 years old, and she could live another 20 years. So the spouse is an important piece of this whole equation. And so there wouldn't be enough money, as you know, for the spouse to continue to live. So what should have happened is how Vicare Solutions could have helped them was we could have protected the money that was in the savings in a Medicaid income plan, and then that would not count towards Medicaid when the spouse had to apply for Medicaid. So without a plan, everything that the Hamiltons had owned was gone. But with a plan, we could have protected the equity in the home and could have protected the savings of $320,000 for their retirement. Now, without getting into too much detail, we can protect the retirement, we can protect the home, because we don't know what that care journey is like. And so it helps people have peace of mind knowing that there are options out there, because I don't think they're educated on the options.
So there are ways that a family can receive the care they need and still preserve their savings and retirement for the rest of their family is what you're telling me, Jill. And it does take your knowledge and your education, and I'm so thankful that you are out there, because a lot of times families will ask me, well, how do I do this, or what are the financial concerns? And I need to use you all as a resource, of course, because I don't have the knowledge that you are talking about. And so I want to ask Michael, are there specific legal issues that a family in crisis should pay particular attention to?
So, yeah, that's a great question, Laura, and there absolutely are. You know, one of the issues that people really need to pay attention to is their power of attorney. And, you know, each state's a little bit different, and so as you'd mentioned, we're in Colorado, so the rules in Colorado may be a little bit different than in other states. But it's really important that, one, you have a power of attorney. You know, we had a family that we were working with just recently, and unfortunately, the wife who was diagnosed with dementia needed to move into a memory care, skilled care environment, and we were trying to help the husband, you know, protect as many of the family assets as possible. And in this situation, the wife had a $200,000 IRA that we really wanted to protect for the husband's retirement. Unfortunately, they didn't have a power of attorney, and so consequently, and unable to protect this IRA asset, we had to go into court, and we had to get a conservatorship guardianship appointment for the wife, so that we could move this IRA from her to her husband. And that cost was substantial. We didn't do it. We referred it out to someone else, but that was, you know, almost $5,000. And then while we were doing this took 2 months, and the husband was having to pay $9,300 a month for the wife's care. So by the time we were able to qualify the wife for Medicaid so that Medicaid would pay for her care, they spent, that took 2 months. So they spent almost $19,000 plus the cost of getting the conservatorship guardianship appointment. So they spent over $23,000 when if they just had a power of attorney that would have allowed for this transfer of assets, we could have saved the family that money. And really, a power of attorney, you know, it may cost $200-$300, but in this case, it would have saved the family a substantial amount of money. So just having the proper powers of attorney in place are really important.
So, Michael, if you could list the top five things that a family, when you first start working with them, and I know power of attorney is one of those, but there's different kinds of powers of attorney as well. But if you were to list the five top things that you would suggest that a family get done right now today, for our listeners who are listening today, they may be early in the journey, they may be later in the journey, what five things would you suggest that they go to someone like you and they get done right now?
Well, you know, first off, obviously the power of attorney. And as you'd mentioned, there's two types. So you have financial powers of attorney, and then you have medical powers of attorney. You know, if you're not capable of making your own decisions, medical decisions, you know, who's going to make those decisions for you? And you certainly don't want a court making those decisions. So I would think the first items would be medical and financial power of attorney. You know, the next item is your will, and you know, a lot of people a lot of families that we run into, their will say, well, in the event of my death, all to my wife, and the wife's will say, well, in the event of my death, all to my husband. But the problem that you run into is that, you know, if you're in a situation where now you're receiving care and maybe that care is being paid for through some form of benefit, and now you were to pass away or your spouse has passed away, you know, that may prohibit you from continuing to receive that benefit. So you really need to make sure that your wills are looked at, because you may want to provide that in the event of your death, that your benefits be paid to someone other than your spouse. You know, the other thing that you need to look at is you need to look at, you know, all of the beneficiary designations in your insurance policies or annuities to be certain that that maybe you don't want. You used to, years ago, your spouse was named as the beneficiary of your insurance or annuity. But now, as you've gotten older, and because there may be some care needs, maybe you need to change those beneficiaries so that someone else in your family is named as the beneficiary. And then, probably the last thing is just planning, because, you know, care costs, as we had mentioned, care costs are really expensive. When you're looking at having to spend, you know, $100,000 and up a year for care, you really need to look at, you know, how can we plan for that? You know, what steps can we take to be able to protect our life savings so that they're available to either our spouse or our children or grandchildren. So those are the things that really, if I were to sit down with a family, that we'd want to look at.
Absolutely. And can our listeners, even though you're in Colorado and this radio show is all across the nation. Can our listeners, call you or get on your website, which we're going to give here in just a little while, can they call you or Terry or Jill and just ask a few questions, and maybe you could help them make a punch list like you're talking about, and then if you are available, you could help them. I want our listeners to understand how important it is, even though this is really information that a lot of people don't want to talk about, and it is so important, because what happens with me is that often I get families who come to me and their loved one is in need of memory care because of some challenging behaviors. They've tried to keep them at home, and maybe we even start with in-home care, but by then that loved one who perhaps it's the patriarch of the family, perhaps it's dad, and he has not. We don't have any kind of power of attorney, and now we're trying to make get options for care for him in kind of a crisis situation with none of these legal paperwork done, which makes it so difficult and challenging. And then, you know, they're asking me, well, should we go get a conservatorship? And, you know, I have none of the knowledge that you all have. And so then I'm desperately trying to find them help, get them with you all at Vicare Solutions or with an attorney maybe locally. But what I really want families and our listeners to hear is now's the time to get this done. Now's the time to get educated, because we must be educated consumers. And it's not just for dementia care, but of course that's my venue. But the more dementia aware we become, the more we recognize we need to be financially aware and just basic care aware. We need to expand our horizons and really plan to make some quality of life as this journey, as we age, as we have these challenges. It's so important to listen and really get on this today, right now, today. So I want to give the website information so that everyone who's listening can get a pencil and they can get the website for Vicare Solutions. It's capital V-I, capital C-A-R-E, capital S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N-S.com. And the office number that you can call and get the support you need in this issue about preparing for costs of long-term care, the office number for Vicare Solutions is 1-720-507-8363, or you can email Terry at Terry, it's T-E-R-I, at vicaresolutions.com. So what I want to, we just have about 10 minutes left, because I know this time just goes by so fast. So let's talk about some of the benefits that might be available to families that can help them pay for this much-needed care. You know, I know a few, but I always like to throw out some benefits. So any of the three of you, if you'd like to talk about some benefits that you do share, you know, let's give these folks some hope. We've been talking about all this dark and dreary stuff. Let's give them some hope. There are benefits to help them. And so what kinds of things do you share in along those lines?
Hey, it's Terry, and there's a couple benefits that I talk with families about, and that would be if they're a veteran, there's a benefit called aid and attendance pension, and it's available for veterans and or surviving spouse. And we also talk about Medicaid, long-term care support services, and how those benefits.
Terry, share what aid and attendance will help pay for. What kinds of things will that pay for?
Any unreimbursed medical expense that is reoccurring monthly. So a monthly reoccurring expense, such as non-medical home care, is a perfect example of how someone would utilize aid and attendance.
Great, yeah. And it's a good amount, right? So kind of a general amount. What would that, if you were the veteran yourself?
You know, for a surviving spouse, it's average around, you know, $1,186 a month. Mm-hmm. All the way up to a married couple is, you know, $2,100 a month. Tax-free income that is provided directly to the veteran, and then they can use that benefit or those funds to support, you know, out-of-pocket expenses. Or even such as they're, you know, utilizing a family caregiver, and they can use that to pay the family caregiver because the family caregiver may not be able to work, or, you know, is they really there all the time helping that family, and so, you know, they have the means to pay that caregiver for that support.
Wow, I bet a lot of families would benefit from that so much, and there are some basic formulas and requirements that if you are a veteran that you need to find out about. But once again, you can access Vicare Solutions, and they can help get you the right information on how you could get that. And you were talking about, did you say Medicare or did you say Medicaid, Terry?
Medicaid.
Tell me the difference.
Between Medicare and Medicaid?
Yes, that is so confusing to everybody.
Oh, it is. It is. Well, Medicare is your, you know, your health insurance to cover your medical expenses, such as hospitalization, doctors, and we pay for it. And then, you know, Medicare is over the age of 65, and then Medicaid. And there's two parts to Medicaid. There's Medicaid Medical, and then there's Medicaid Long-Term Care Support Services. And there are many services to help families inside the long-term care system, such as non-medical home care support, life alert pendants, skilled care, assisted living care, assist-a-ride, adult daycare. And so, you know, as we talked about earlier, there's so many myths and misconceptions about benefits, and that, you know, typically people associate Medicaid for the poor or indigent, and that's just not true. And so, you know, as a team, we spend time meeting with families, you know, consulting with them, learning about their care needs, and then, you know, providing them with solutions. And oftentimes Medicaid can be a part of that solution, because as you can see, if they are, you know, concerned about spending all their money, and, you know, what benefits can we bring in to help offset that, what they're paying to get the care they need. And so Medicaid is not for the poor and indigent, and with planning, you know, we can protect, you know, at times up to 100% of an individual's assets and still get the care they need. And so that is those two benefits are the ones that we talk about most often. And then we also look at their, you know, like I said, their current resources, and oftentimes families have a long-term care policy that's already in place. And so we use that policy and then, you know, bring in other benefits to really, you know, just provide them a full solution, big picture of what their care looks like now and then anticipating needs.
And I bet, Terry, you often, if they do have long-term care insurance, I bet you often need to spend a little bit of time kind of going over those policies, because not every long-term care policy is the same. As a matter of fact, they have quite a bit of differences between the different ones. So I bet it's really helpful. I know I have families who ask me, I don't know what this covers, and so that is also something else that you can help these families with if they do have the benefit of a long-term care insurance policy, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you finding that they're? Go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh no, go ahead.
No, Jill, we want to hear from you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So yes, that is what you said is
is really important because it is really confusing. People don't know what those long-term care policies are, and they're all different. And Mike knows the statistic. I believe 6% of the population actually has a long-term care policy. And so these people are really, the families that we work with are faced with this crisis. And you mentioned the hope, and we, our mission is to come in and educate and plan and protect and give these families hope, because they don't have a place to turn. And with Vicare Solutions, we love working with the families because we have as you mentioned, we're dementia aware. We have the healthcare background, so we really understand those concerns.
Well, and also we have a legal expertise from Michael's approach. So it really is a person centered, a family centered approach, and that's why I think our solutions are very unique, and we can help families. In Colorado, if we had, if you have families that call us, we'd be happy to, talk with them and give them suggestions that they could, look at resources in their community.
Absolutely. What a wonderful team, Michael. Once again, I'm just going to give you 5 gold stars because you really can touch all the bases, give so many options. You're all very educated and aware. You have lots of experience that you bring to the table. I mean, why wouldn't somebody call and ask for your help? Come on, everybody needs to call Vicare Solutions, and we need to learn more about how we can prepare. This can be so devastating, the cost of long-term care. And we don't want to be in the middle of this crisis. We want to be an educated consumer and have the options. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I think so. When I work with families, often the adult child will say, "Oh my gosh, I'm so glad I know this because that will help me prepare for when I'm older and helping my children, kind of navigate my care." And so I think you're really helping, the person that needs the care, but the younger family members that are going to be facing those care needs for themselves.
Well, I want to give a big shout out to Michael and Jill and Terry. Thank you so much for doing what you do. Please, please reach out to me if I can be of support or help all along this way. And I will be sending my clients your way as well, as Terry and I often work together and find ways that we can help families. And you just all are amazing. I am so honored to have you on the show today. I once again want to give your contact information. So, Michael, Terry, or Jill, could you give really quickly your contact information for our listeners again, please?
Absolutely. I'm happy to do that. So you can call us anytime at 1-720-507-8363. And our website, like Laura mentioned, vicaresolutions.com. And there's a fabulous educational video on the website that I encourage everybody to listen to once they visit the website. It has a wealth of information. And then you can email us at Terry, T-E-R-I, at VicareSolutions.com, or Jill, J-I-L-L, at VicareSolutions.com.
What a wonderful team. And if you have more questions about Vicare Solutions, you also are more than, I would be so pleased, you are more than welcome to call me on my personal cell phone, 916-792-7512, or visit my website, laurawayman.com. And I want to give our closing thought today before Scott wonderfully takes us out. I want to thank you for joining us today. Thank you to our very special guest. And my closing thoughts for today are, everyone comes with baggage. We need to find someone who loves us enough to help you unpack. So today we want to send out that love, that care, that feeling towards all of our listeners and everyone who might download this podcast and utilize this information later. We want to thank you for joining us, and we recognize it takes courage to reach out for help on the most difficult journey of dementia care. Nothing in your life can prepare you to care for a loved one with any cause of dementia, and I feel truly honored that you came to us and that you are seeking our support. So, Scott, thank you so much once again for being with me.
Of course,
you
Laura.
Are my true champion, and if you'll take us out, thank you so much once again to our guests, and we hope that you will hear us next month, and we'll look forward to our next show.
Absolutely. Always check out the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman, and Blog Talk Radio, and hear the other shows. They're all in archives there. You can download them. You can listen to them in real time, whatever it might be. And join us next month for our live program. We want to thank Michael Homer, Jill Raskin, and Terry Crocker, all with ViCare Solutions. And, of course, that website is vicaresolutions.com. Check it out for yourself. Till next time, this is co-host Scott Cluthie. Thanks for listening, and take care and be kind. You've been listening to Live with the Dementia Whisperer, featuring Laura Wayman. Get your copy of A Loving Approach to Dementia Care and connect with Laura at laurawayman.com and join the Dementia Whisperers newsletter. Send email questions, ideas, and comments to help@laurawayman.com and join Laura Wayman on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. This is Scott Cluthie, co-host and executive producer. Join us next time for Live with the Dementia Whisperer, Laura Wayman.